I was so excited by the possibilities of Jodie Whittaker taking over as the new Doctor, and I've really, really tried to get behind this new season, but it's just not working for me. The latest episode, It Takes You Away, had some quirky ideas, and I did like the very Star Trek-like concept of a sentient parallel universe. But this story from former Skins writer Ed Heim, and he'd only written two episodes of Skins, and this is his third writing credit in many years, just took a scattergun approach, just throwing as much weirdness as he could, and then seeing what would stick. The TARDIS delivered the Doctor and her friends to contemporary Norway. Why? Because they could. It had no bearing whatsoever on the ensuing story. Where they investigated an isolated barricaded cottage that was home to a young blind girl, Hannah, played by Ellie Walrock. She believed her father, Eric, Christian Rubeck, had been taken by a monstrous thing in the woods. Of course, it wasn't that straightforward. And the Doctor soon discovered there was a portal in the house to a strange non-space between realities, which was inhabited by an utterly redundant and derivative alien creature called Ribbons, played by Kevin Eldon. Now, I've seen comments online saying that Ribbons is a rip-off of Gollum, Lord of the Rings. But for me, the most striking similarity, but lacking the charm, was to Zathras from Babylon 5. It's great to have the TARDIS landing on Earth somewhere other than the United Kingdom or America, but just mentioning fjords a couple of times doesn't really justify the use of the Norwegian setting. Given that most of the action took place within the hut or on alternate / parallel worlds. Much of what unravelled in the story totally failed to connect with me. Perhaps, as I feared before during the Matt Smith era, I've simply grown out of this new Doctor Who and I'm no longer capable of adjusting my mindset to see it as the target demographic sees it. That said, on a positive note, there was the usual outstanding character work amongst the main players in Team TARDIS, particularly this week from Bradley Walsh as Graham O'Brien, who stole a number of scenes with his emotional performances. Tosin Cole had his best chance to shine in this story since his introduction as Ryan Sinclair. Even if the story did at times feel as though it was taking place earlier in the season's chronology. There's one particular lazy trait of Doctor Who since its return in 2005 that has been a particular bugbear of mine, and I know a lot of other people. It's the Doctor's over-reliance on the sonic screwdriver. It seems increasingly capable of solving any problem the characters find themselves in, but it's reached new heights this season with it seemingly never out of Jodie Whittaker's hands, leading her to utter the cringe-worthy line this week, "Can I just say, I love Miss Sonic." Now, regardless of what I may have said about the story she's been saddled with, I love Jodie's performance as the still not quite settled into a new regeneration Doctor. But that line felt such a clunker, a desperate attempt to heavy-handedly gift fans with an instant meme quote. To be honest, I just found so much of It Takes You Away rather dull and pointless. There was so much crammed in there that the superfluous material suffocated the meat of the story. Yes, there was some nice weird science, which I always appreciate, and a talking frog, which was magnificent, but the story just lacked the necessary heart to make me truly engage with it. I'd give this one 1.5 out of 5, and to be honest, the score's only that high because of some of the big ideas and weirdness. Not good. Don't forget, if you're on Anchor, you can send me a voicemail, as a couple of people already have, and here are their messages.
Hey Tim, this is Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor. Welcome aboard to Anchor. That's fantastic. You started your podcast. Looking forward to all your geekery news and everything. So here's to a new format to waste our time on. Cheers.
Hey, Flea, it's Ivy Happy Whiff. Welcome to podcasting. Oh, my God, so much fun. Thank you for your email. That was super cool, and I look forward to hearing more podcasts from you. Over and out.
Remember, more content can always be found online at heropress2, that's T-W-O, .blogspot.com. Thank you. See you in the funny pages.